Let's go to Judy. Are you with us, Judy?
Yes, I am. Here I am.
Good.
Hello?
Oh, I'm not getting softballs. Have you got a softball for me today?
I don't know. It's about forgiveness.
Oh, dear. That's never a softball. Go on. What can I do for you?
Well, I do everything that I think I'm doing, prayer, mass, adoration, rosary, chaplet.
The whole schmear.
And I'll feel, and I'll feel forgiveness, and then the person does the same thing again. And this is, it's my mother. It's been going on for years.
Oh,
my
goodness.
How do you keep forgiving for the same thing?
Well, you remember what the Lord said, that when Peter asked, should I forgive my brother seven times? The rabbis would say, forgive three times. Peter doubled it and added one for good measure. Jesus said, seven times? No, 70 times seven times. That's 490 times. And some manuscripts add in a day. 490 times. I bet your mother hasn't upset you 490 times in a day. Right?
No.
So, that means...
I heard that.
Yes.
I heard that Bible verse, and I took it to heart, but man,
yes,
I'm human.
But, oh, no. Yes, well, that's more than I am. But, yeah, that means a Christian should leap out of bed saying, oh, boy, I hope I get offended so I can fulfill my quota of forgiving. Yeah, that's nice in theory, but when it's your mother and you have to deal with her, just remember what the word forgive means. In Greek, the word is aphemi. It means to let go. And the fact that it keeps upsetting you means you haven't let it go.
Even though it keeps happening, it's the same hurt.
Yeah. In other words, it's just like, oh, that doesn't bother me anymore. I let that go years ago. You can keep doing it to me, but now have you told your mother how hurtful it is?
Well, there is a bit of a mental illness there.
Well, then, kind of like
I can forgive because I, you know, on the one hand, I can forgive because of that. And on the other hand, I'm human, and it's just kind of like, oh.
Yeah, well, I know what you mean, but you got to just kind of get thick-skinned about it, especially if it's part of mental illness. And a wonderful trick I find in my own life when I feel anger welling up in me is you take the deep breath. And as you let it go, quietly to yourself, say, Jesus, I trust you. Let's all do that from Maine to Maui. Let's take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Okay, take a deep breath. And as we let it go, we'll just say, Jesus, I trust in you. It's like a sedative. Yeah, it really does work. But you have to develop a habit. Anger is a vice. And a vice is a sin that just gets hold of us, and the devil uses a vice to devour. And a habit of vice by definition is a habit, but a habit of vice is only overcome by a habit of virtue. Habit of vice only overcome by a habit of virtue. So the next time your mother sticks the knife in and twists it, Jesus, I trust in you. And you just got to get in the habit of it. You follow?
Yes,
that's
I do.
Do
I
it.
Do. Thank you.
Yes. Give that a shot. Remember, habit of vice is only overcome by a habit of virtue. And you know, the mental illness makes it tougher in a way than easier because it's not going to change. So you can't really deal
right.
with it.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Darn it. So that's the crazy part about, never mind. Okay. I hope that helps. I got to go to a break before I dig the hole deeper and wider. All right. God bless. Good to talk to you, Judy. I'll be praying for you.